Hey everyone, welcome to the Worship Q&A podcast. I'm Dwayne Moore, and each week we try to answer questions that worship leaders are asking. Today we are addressing the question of how do I get my worship team involved with missions? And you can read this podcast on our blog site at nextlevelworship.com/blog, or you can listen to it in this recording right now. Today is a unique day because I've got a couple of my dear friends who are on our team, Jordan Hutton and Donald Katala, and they are joining us here. We are here in Botswana. This is crazy, man. We're in Botswana doing this. Isn't that cool? And we're doing this with us three sitting around the table here. So it may sound a little bit echoey, but that's because we got one microphone and we're in an echoey room in a hotel. But we are excited. Hey, guys, you can talk. I don't mind you talking.
Hey.
Yeah, very excited to be part of Next Level Worship. What an impact it is making in Africa. And we bless the Lord for what Next Level Worship is doing here in Africa.
Oh, amen. Well, we have been doing a tour, African tour of four countries. We're on our second country. But let's jump into this question of how can a worship team get involved with missions? What an idea to get them outside the walls of the church in some capacity. And Jordan, I'm going to defer to you to start with. I know you've got some experience with that with your team in the past. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, I love this question. And you know, here at Next Level Worship, big believers that worship and missions go together. And when we live a life of worship, it leads us to live a life on mission for God. And that means that we serve others. And so I think starting locally is really important. If you're going to start locally, there's some great things you can do with your team. Maybe you can take your whole team and do a worship set in a nursing home and serve those people and take some cookies and get to know those people and pray with them and encourage them and serve them however you can.
That's so cool.
Maybe you can take your team out and do something in your community. But anything that's serving other people and living that life of worship, you're ingraining that in your team. And starting locally is an awesome way to begin answering this question of how we get our team involved in missions.
That is. To add to that about Christmas, of course, there's other things during the year I guess we need to do. But at Christmas time, we actually went out into homes. And we didn't walk down the street caroling. We went into someone's home and let that home host us. And that home invited their neighbors to come in. And they sat there and listened to us sing. But then we shared the Christmas story and shared the gospel. Mm-hmm. So there are ways you can go out into your community and make an impact. And I do agree. I mean, Acts 1:8 says, I will send the Holy Spirit and he will empower you, starting in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, unto the uttermost part of the earth. And so it starts in Jerusalem. And that's what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
If you're going to do missions, you need to be doing it in your backyard, in your home, around your home first.
Yes.
Well, what about those who are interested in maybe something a little further out than just home missions, international missions? And Donald, that's going to set us up for you. Donald is our director here in Africa. Jordan oversees our missions in general as well as our communications. He does a lot of stuff for us back in the States and everywhere. But Donald specifically focuses on Africa. So how can we as U.S. worship leaders help African worship leaders?
Thank you so much. First and foremost, that is a commission that comes to us when Christ spoke that in Matthew 28. And it is a commission that was given to us to go to nations. And we are so grateful here in Africa to be working closer with Next Level Worship, because our God is a God of partnership. And we believe that whenever he brings people together, he has brought them for a certain purpose to fulfill his own glory.
Right.
Therefore, when we partner together, we are bringing different cultures together that will bring glory to the Lord. Oh, and apart from that, what it brings is two different powers that will come together. For instance, you, our American guys, you can help us in prayer and financially. And we are here to run around and bless other nations. I will tell you, you that here in Africa, there are places that will need all the materials that you're using in the United States of America. And I believe from the time we've been working with Next Level Worship, it has been a blessing. And Africa remains never to be the same, because those materials that you are blessing us from the United States to Africa are the things that are slowly changing and bringing Africa to a world view that all, even Africa, can go out and be missional to other places, even in the United States of America.
Yes, good. Jordan, why don't you tell us some ways a worship team could get involved with missions through our ministry, Next Level Worship?
Yeah, one of the ways I want to highlight is called our sponsorship program. And what that is where we connect a worship leader. Sometimes that worship leader's team is also a part of this. We connect that worship leader that we trust and know with a worship leader that we trust and know in Africa. Yeah. And we pair them together for 6 months. And together, they grow together. They can encourage each other. They wow. pray for each other.
Okay.
They mentor each other. And it's just such a cool friendship that forms. And I just finished one, actually, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's right.
And I say I finished it. Our 6 month commitment
right.
ended. But I know that our friendship is going to last much, much longer than that. And so it's a really cool way for a worship leader to be really getting to know someone else and to include his or her team as well in that walk of discipleship with yeah. someone else across the ocean.
Well, if I can add to that, Telfil is the name of your sponsored leader.
Yeah.
I believe, Donald, you said that you had seen Telfil grow as a result of that. Would you like to comment on that?
Very, very much. I knew Telfil some good 6-7 years ago. And looking at Telfil 5 years ago, he was not the way he is today. Telfil was extremely grew in worship, and he's a man who is now reliable. In fact, he took over from me when I was sent to lead a church. He was the person that I had to hand over to. And now he's working as a very, very mature person because of the sponsorship that has been happening in Next Level Worship, where two worship leaders come together and they are mentoring one another. And this has been a positive to Telfil and is always growing in the Lord.
Wow. So if a person, a worship leader, sponsors someone, they could also get their worship team involved with that. We've seen that happen with some of our sponsors. They let their worship team know about it and kind of keep them informed. They become prayer partners with the sponsor. And it becomes kind of a group thing, which I think is awesome, because we on the United States side get encouraged and get challenged as well as those on the African side. So I think it's a great opportunity here. We're about out of time. Jordan, why don't you tell us, someone listening, how they can get involved? What's the next step if they want to get involved with sponsorships or somehow get their team involved with missions in our organization?
Yeah, definitely check out our website, nextlevelworship.com. Up at the top, you can click on the missions tab, and you'll see all the cool stuff we get to do serving worship leaders around the world. You'll see the sponsorship link there. You can click on that. You can apply to be a sponsor.
Okay.
And we've got a new season coming up here in the next couple of months.
Sure do. Yeah, and we really need some more sponsors. Mm-hmm. That's a good point. You can also pray for us. You can become a prayer partner. You can find that on our website on the homepage. Just scroll down the homepage to get involved, or you can even donate. We'd really appreciate the financial support. Guys, thank you so much. It's kind of late. We're going to get some sleep. but before we do that, would you pray for us, Donald, and just pray God's blessings over all those that are listening?
All right. May I say that may you please continue helping Africa. Mm. Our lives will never be the same again. And let's just pray together.
Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you. We worship you. What a great privilege it is that, Lord, you could bring us together to serve you for your own glory. In the name of Jesus, we continue praying, mighty living God, for Next Level Worship, our partners in the United States of America, and the souls that are open here in Africa.
Yes.
That, Lord, may you may continue bringing us together, gluing us together for your own glory. We pray, King of Glory, that, mighty living God, this vision that has started, mighty living God, shall be a fire that will sweep all over Africa for your own glory. Therefore, Lord, We pray special prayer for Dwayne Moore as the president. A long life. We pray for him and his family. We pray even for our partners in the United States of America, their families. Bless them, cover them under the blood of Jesus, and protect them for your grace. Mighty living God, we bless you and we worship you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.